For News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth. Here are the top stories we're following this Thursday, October 11th, 2018. Hurricane Michael tore through Florida as a Category 4 storm yesterday, prompting most residents to evacuate from its path. Today, many areas are without power and crews are out trying to clear blocked roadways so that rescue units and people can see what the storm left behind.
I'm Peter King in St. James, Florida. Kenny Reynolds lives right on the coast. He says his house did all right.
I would say it's moderate damage. It knocked some of the fences over. It got the front part of my dock. And it got my whole lot that I'm going to landscape it now and make it pretty.
Incredibly, many homes here are still standing, some built on stilts to avoid flooding. But at least one of those is missing its staircase. The owners are now looking for a very tall ladder. Peter King, CBS News, St. James, Florida.
At least two deaths are attributed to Hurricane Michael that has now been downgraded to a tropical storm. The president hosted rap star Kanye West for lunch at the White House today. Aides said the meeting was aimed at discussing issues of importance to the African-American community. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy reports the performer put on quite a show when the press entered the room.
No bullshit. Put the beep on it.
Kanye West's lengthy Oval Office speech featured multiple profanities and lines blasting Democrats.
The liberal would try to control a black person through the concept of racism.
He called for more pardons, less prison, compared the 13th Amendment banning slavery to a trap door for blacks, and said his meandering remarks were like a fine wine.
It has multiple notes to it. You better play 4D chess with me like it's Minority Report.
But one message was clear, his ardent support of President Trump, who called West a smart cookie.
He can speak for me anytime he wants.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
NASA says two astronauts from the U.S. and Russia are okay and on their way from Kazakhstan to Moscow after an emergency landing. The booster rocket carrying them to the International Space Station failed shortly after launch. A local robotics company has won a NASA research contract. Astrobotic will use it to research and develop space navigation technology that will allow spacecraft to land safely and precisely on unmapped planetary bodies. The team will focus on landing a craft on Enceladus. The icy moon of Saturn is a target in life-finding missions because it may have the building blocks of life, including liquid water. Religious freedom laws may be linked to poorer self-reported health in sexual minorities. Here's KDKA Radio's Shelby Cassesi.
A University of Pittsburgh study used the data from a CDC survey and found that sexual minorities in Indiana reported more unhealthy days following the passage of the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which allows businesses to act in line with their religious affiliation. The university's Dr. John Blasnich says the study should paint a bigger picture on the importance of mental health.
Health is more than our biology and our genetics. It really commands us to look at health in a more social lens.
Where sexual minorities reported an increase in unhealthy days, heterosexuals did not. Shelby Cassesi, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Pennsylvania is getting federal funding to help loved ones left to care for children of parents lost to the opioid epidemic. State Department of Human Services Secretary Teresa Miller announced today an award of nearly $500,000 to develop kinship navigator programs.
This allows the child to maintain a connection and bond with their biological family as they adjust to the change of losing or being unable to live with a parent.
Kinship navigators can help caregivers and children access benefits and services that may be available. Details on these stories and more at kdkaradio.com. For News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth.